Our kids look forward to the playtime with their daddy every week, and most of the time the girls plead with him, "Can we play, Daddy? Let's play. And Daddy, let's see if we can figure out where Link needs to go next." Our son watches the conversation quietly, and he seems reluctant to join in. I stand there wondering, what is it that draws them back to this game so often? More than once I've had to ask the kids if I need to suspend daddy time if their homework is not done. What is it about those games that I have to use them as a threat to get them to do their homework?
You know, I've seen the same thing in my kids. I did a bit of research, and did you know they found that the quest of the game is what draws them back? The control they feel when they're playing, and the games fill a need for a sense of completion and accomplishment. They also say that when families play together, games can be a powerful teaching tool on many levels. Plus, bonding time is important for their learning. Can you imagine?
Well, I guess when you think about it, even as adults, those things are important. Maybe we fill those needs in other ways. But it doesn't seem very powerful for our son. The other day I mentioned to him that it doesn't seem like the game is his favorite activity for time with his daddy. So I asked him what he would like to do instead. He surprised me when he said he likes the game, it looks fun enough, but he can't differentiate the colors well enough to understand what everyone's doing, and he doesn't want to ruin it for them. I think the girls see him as the same as they are. I think that they forget he has challenges they don't have.
That's pretty normal. I've wondered why educators and instructors don't leverage the power of games more often and take advantage of it in learning. What a great tool for practicing new concepts or logic. The kids would love a game for homework. Heck, I don't mind playing them myself. And if it was part of their homework, I'd definitely jump in. As I say that, I'm thinking of your son, though. It makes sense that the girls forget about his challenges. And I hadn't even thought of that when you were explaining that scenario earlier.
Yeah, it's great that they think of him as being no different. I wonder if the people who design games just don't think about people who are colorblind and that they feel left out, or if they do play, that they have to overcome something so obvious to others just so they can feel included and play as well. How is it we still haven't figured out how to tap into the power of what engages us in a way that everyone can join in and ultimately enjoy?
Are you looking to win the engagement and accessibility game? Join us April 27th at 7 p.m. Mountain Time to make the transition a reality. Register today at accessibilityengagement.wordpress.com.